Inertia, some people not doing what they're supposed to do. And there's impatience, some people just want it to happen. Well, one of the things about these conferences is that suspicion has disappeared. There is no question that there's any suspicion. We are all interested in doing the same thing. This conference confirms that we all want to make a difference. The only issue is how. What will this conference achieve? I was asked that outside. This conference has already achieved loads. The first thing, on our first day we had Senor Penalosa. No one could sit in this room and not be transformed by that man. I don't know what to think. He is one of the amazing speakers of our time, and I've no doubt his legacy will live on in Dublin, certainly in the hearts of the people who heard him. Second thing we had a city cycle with over 2,000 people, so 2,500 people riding around the city of Dublin. Great thanks to Jerry Wall and the people in the Garda, because with the assistance of Jerry and with all the other transport agencies and the like, we had a glimpse. We delivered for one night the vision of Dublin. That's what we did. And 2,500 people rode around, talked to each other, had a great time, and were able to visualise maybe the way the city's going to be in the future when we finished our port tunnel, when we have our motorways in, when we have our extra public transport in place. So that has really helped us all to get some understanding of when we talk about cycling. We're not talking about cycling, we're talking about Dublin, we're talking about our wonderful city. So I think we've achieved a lot there. We will have achieved by the end of the conference, as a legacy of this conference, because on September 24th we're collecting bicycles to send out to South Africa. And that's going to make a huge difference to people here for the environment, because we won't have these bicycles causing our garages and everything that we don't need. And people out in Africa, all of a sudden, will have a means of transport from the townships to employment in the city centres. That is a huge outturn from this conference, and thanks to DHL Couriers who've come on board, thanks to the Department of the Environment who are helping us, and thanks to everyone who's going to show up on the 24th, including the Dublin Cycle Campaign, and their generous assistance is acknowledged, to make this happen. So that's September 24th as a direct outcome of Ballot City. The one thing this city doesn't need, we need loads of things, but the one thing we don't need, because we have it in abundance, is leadership. And you've heard it during the week. We had the Deputy Lord Mayor stand up and lead us in a certain way at our party. Completely inappropriate, but a great speech. I'm joking. We had our Minister of State at the Department of Transport challenging us here at the DTO to do more work on cycling. We had our minister here this morning endorsing the cycling mode, asking us to review again what's going to happen in the city centre. And we had the European Commissioner telling us how important the bicycle is. There's no shortage of leadership. There's no shortage of leadership in the board of the DTO and in Dublin City Council. These people are tremendous people, and I hope you've had some sense during the week of just how committed these people are to designing a Dublin that we all want to live in. I especially want to thank Colin McCarthy and Pat Mangan, who helped out and were hugely supportive of the conference from the very start. In particular, I want to thank Owen Keegan, the Director of Traffic in Dublin City, and John Henry. These two men have made such a difference to Dublin, and I think only in 20 years' time people realise the contribution they've made. So I'd like to thank them. I'm the conference director, but I wasn't really, I was just a facilitator. My job was to get out of the way and let professional people who knew what they were doing and let all the enthusiasm come through. That was my job, and it was very, very easy. So I want to thank Mick Macri and the technical team. That was some program we had, and I want to thank everyone involved. I'm sure all of you have met her somewhere along the way. Some of you have given out to her, unnecessarily. I want to thank Lisa Tierney and the event management team, and Anne McGallagher and everyone at the DTO for a super job. You won't know this, and I said I contrast this with Germany. 10 weeks ago we lost our venue. 10 weeks ago. Not this one, the other one. And Mark Richardson, the Dean of University College Dublin, said, "No problem, Michael." And they painted the room, they changed everything around, they got rid of so much things so that you guys could come in today. So I want to thank everyone in UCD. Because, as you know, I was in the commitment, so I made no secret. But Ollie defines commitment. Ollie has given his life to Valor City and has nurtured this wonderful brand from where it started out to being this impressive transport and land use conference focused on cities, focused on bicycles and focused on quality of life. He's done that over his lifetime. I think it's a tremendous achievement and I certainly think it should be applauded. Everyone here. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the serious efforts that you made to come here. I want to thank you for the serious money that you had to put out. Because this is now a serious conference. That's all we have to say. It is now a serious conference. It's right up there with everything else. It's a conference the European Commission wants to come to. It's a conference that everyone wants to be at. So well done to you all for the quality of your input and how seriously we all take our responsibilities. Thank you very much. I've said to people during the week, I want to thank God for beautiful weather. I want to thank God that everyone came here safe and sound. We had a great ride and everyone's going home safe and sound. I want to thank God that my wife is still talking to me. And I want to thank God for this, that we have the privilege and the responsibility of making things better here in Dublin and around the world. And it's a wonderful privilege for us all. Thank you very much, and let's go and have lunch.